Sister Amon, are you ready for our edification audio?
I am.
I'm ready too.
Hello, everyone.
Hope you're all doing well. We are back to you once again. Mm-hmm. We traveled to a new town today. We weren't going to travel because we're supposed to have a major rain front coming in, but we decided to travel anyway, and we're glad we did because a lot of witnessing went on at this preach we're going to talk about. So,
Yeah,
it turned out really good. We had a good travel, good road, good driving. We always are thankful when we arrive where we're supposed to be and we didn't crash. We didn't break down. We stopped at a couple rest stops and witnessed and left gospel cards all over.
Yeah.
And then we got here and we went and found our spot and we went to preach. We told you yesterday we're going to be preaching at an odd event. Today we preached at what's called an oddity market. And basically, it was like a market. They had food trucks. They had a little band there playing. But it was a whole bunch of, like, a carnival. And it was pretty dark. A lot of skeleton stuff. A lot of occult stuff. They had fortune tellers there. It was kind of a dark magic arts type of place. Am I explaining it right, Sister Amon?
Yeah, so the oddities market isn't just the odd items. It's a market for odd people.
Ah, okay.
And that's when I did some more digging, then I saw, you know,
Yeah. Odd
people in society.
Oh, yeah, we saw some odd people. We saw witches.
Oh, yeah.
We saw a whole bunch of goth people.
Yeah.
We saw people dressed like vampires.
Yeah, it was dark.
It was different, but Yeah. It was a great, it turned out to be a great witnessing event.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to us about
we'll get to
some
that.
Of the things that went on there. What's on your mind today, Sister Amon?
Well, just a few things. Before we went there, and we're at the stoplight.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to share on that one.
Yeah, we're sitting at the stoplight, and some guy beeps the horn, and he rolls his window down, and he shows us a little plaque that says John 3:16 on it. And then he says, I hand these out all over, and Sister Amon reached real far, and he reached real far, got him a gospel card. And I was telling him about the culture and the churches, and he said, yeah, I was an assistant pastor. I just left my church not long ago. I realized I'm reading the scriptures. It's all wrong.
Oh, I know.
He goes, I'm so glad I met you. Can I reach out to you? I said, yeah, email us. So he took a card and he waved and he left. So that was one appointment on the way. On the way to the preach. So that was pretty encouraging.
Yeah.
And then we got to the preach and we found a place to park. And Sister Amon said, I want to go fly gospel signs on this corner. I said, go ahead. I'll be at right after you. I got to get some stuff ready. So you went out.
Yeah, it was just like, well, first I wanted to stay in the parking lot. They said you could park there after 5. Well, it was a little bit before 5, but the woman parking attendant, she was like pretty awesome.
Yep.
She let us park in there early, so that was really nice.
I felt bad. She didn't get a gospel card. She left before we could catch her.
She did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a unique person,
yeah,
too.
She was.
Yeah, and so I went out and I was flying gospel signs. It wasn't even a high traffic area, but there was a lot of cars coming through.
Right.
I don't know where they were coming from. And so I'm flying signs, and maybe 10 minutes into it or whatever, a young man comes walking by with a backpack, and I give him a gospel card, and he starts talking to me, and a young couple walks up at the same time. And Brother Two Post came out. I don't know if you saw him right then or came right out at that time, and they all got a lot of truth. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, the homeless guy listened, and he walked away with a gospel card. And then this young couple, a young man, a little girl, his wife, his pregnant wife, they have another baby coming, were standing there, and we got to talk to him, and he basically invited us to his house. They're going to be having some kind of meal. And then we started talking, and I said, well, tell you what, you email me, and I said, we'll talk about all that, and we got an email from him. So tomorrow he wants to meet with us, and he said he got off drugs, and about the last year he's been studying the Word of God. And so, yeah, we want to talk to him about that, so we might be meeting up with him tomorrow. It's going to be a rainy, rainy weekend, so we might meet him in a marketplace somewhere and sit and talk to him. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm glad
awesome
he reached out
God
to us.
Works. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we went on to the preach. Then we walked down to the event. And it was a pretty strange event, like we said. And Brother Zelos and Sister Carr showed up. Brother Zelos came out. Sister Carr stayed with the children. And we went to go preach. And the preach organizer came out and really got quite angry. And another man got angry. And we were on the public sidewalk the whole time. And it was interesting. This guy, big guy with tattoos, said he going to send a bunch of Satanists out. He said he's going to make our life miserable. He said a bunch of swear words. And I said, really, what are you going to do, beat us up? He goes, no, we're just going to make you miserable. And ended up they did nothing. I'm assuming that he went back and saw our website because I told him I'm going to be putting video up. And I said, well, if you do that, it's going to show who you are. You're going to look really bad.
Yeah, he's a business owner.
They never sent anybody out. They let us be. We stayed on a public sidewalk. They did their event. People came and talked to us, and it all worked out really good.
Yeah, the only thing that happened was, like, in the beginning, the announcer, I don't know if it was him, said, we have protesters on the front. Everybody go out and be nice to them.
Yeah.
He said that. And then a handful of women came out, and they were doing, like, selfies in front of me and stuff.
He said that over the speaker?
He did, yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. That was before.
Well, that was different than what he threatened to do. He said, I'm going to send every Satanist out, and they're going to mock you and hassle you.
That was before that.
Ah.
And then after that, he had the altercation with you. And I found it interesting because I was watching it. I was just down the block a little ways on the other corner. And I was watching, and I thought, well, I'm going to walk down there and put the video camera on because it sounded or looked like it might be getting controversial. And as soon as I walked up with the camera, there was two guys that were arguing or whatever you want to call it, trying to be combative or whatever.
Yeah.
And they saw the camera on him, and they both turned around and ran off.
Because I told him, I said, I'm going to be putting a website up about this and a post. And I said, I don't think you want to look bad, sir. I said, we're here in peace, just preaching the gospel. So that was great. They eventually went and left us alone. And we got to talk to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
We really did. There was a homeless man that got the truth. There was a security guard that at first, I didn't think it was going to turn out very good. But then he came back later and he said, you guys are cool. He said, you're doing fine. You're not doing anything wrong. He actually hung out and looked after us.
He did.
And then this is the best part. He said, I'm going to be here till 7 when my backup comes in. And then right about that time, his backup came in and was a young man, maybe like 18 or 20.
Yeah.
Came in, and we witnessed to both that we witnessed to the security guard and this new young security guard, and he ended up standing and talking to Brother Zealous for like 20 minutes or half an hour.
Oh,
he says he wants to connect with us, and he wants to talk, and he wants to learn, and he wants to share scripture with us. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So that was perfect timing. The young security guard, before we left, came and shook all of our hands and thanked us for what we're doing. Yeah.
Yeah, while we were there, so the cars are going by one. The people are kind of coming and going in all different directions. And at one point, I was waving at the cars going by because it, like, maybe opens up a door for, you know, show that you're friendly or whatever. Because I don't know who these people are driving by in the cars. And it also draws attention to the sign in case they didn't see you. And this one woman, she's smiling and waving. And I held a gospel card out to her. And she slammed on the brakes and she stopped everybody. And I don't normally do it, but she asked me, she's like, I want one, I want one. She was yelling through the window. So I walked over to the car and gave her a gospel card, and she was like all happy about it.
Yeah,
and then
awesome.
Later on, there was a young couple walking by, and I said, would you like a gospel card? I was actually talking to sister and telling her what was going on. And they said, no, we're Christians. We're leaving this place. We didn't know what this was, but we're not staying anymore. And they took off.
Yeah.
So I thought, I was hoping, you know, maybe they would see it and compare it to scripture, not just what they see in their conscience, but God can use that too as a beginning point to maybe get them to see more.
Yeah, they probably saw there was quite a bit of, they had occult
the darkness,
ways there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And just a lot of strange things.
And then at one point, I was looking down, I was standing there facing the, as the traffic was coming in and the light was shining right on my sign. And so everybody could see it, and Brother Zealous was down there, and he was preaching to the crowd or something in there. And this drunk guy came up, and I knew he was drunk, but I was polite, and I gave him a gospel card. And I quickly shared the gospel with him, and then I told him about man-made religion and the church is lying. So picture this. I'm facing Brother Tupos down, or Brother Zealous down one way. Brother Tupos was preaching on the other side. And the guy's looking down toward Brother Zealous too, so we're both kind of facing the same way. And I was trying to be polite, but not like encourage him to stick around a whole lot. And he said, should we push this on people or let them find it? And I said, Jesus said to preach it from the rooftops. He said, oh, that's right. And he said, he did a couple more things like that, and I responded with scripture, and he's like, yeah, you're right. And then at one point he said, right toward the end, he said, it's coming, isn't it? And I said, amen. He's coming back to destroy what isn't his. And he said, we better be ready. Amen. I said, amen. And right then his wife screamed at him to go. And I said,
yeah, the drunk guy had more sense than most of the people.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, I did tell him, I said, you're being led by feminism, as he walked away to his wife screaming at him. And yeah, he definitely had a whole lot more sense than a lot of the sober people. But there was there was a handful of gospel cards going out.
Sometimes alcohol opens people up to what they normally wouldn't listen to. And maybe they, not that it's a good thing, but it, they can kind of,
it kind of lets down the guard.
Yeah, I let mean, down the guard. They like might listen to more. Drunk. They might mellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. But yeah, that was a good one. The one that stands out to me is I was sitting there preaching and this family walked by and there was this teenager, maybe 15 years old, and he walked by and his family kept going. I thought they were going to pull him along. And he looked at me and I said, young man, the gospel to eternal life. Do you know how to find it? He goes, what? I said, do you know how to find eternal life? And he's like, no. I said, come get a gospel card and I'll give it to you. He came all the way around the bushes like a magnet drew him. He came over and he stood there just listening to me for about a minute or two. And I just shared some basic truth with him. I said, look at our website. My email's on there. I'd love to help you. This is of the world. You got to follow Christ. And he's like, okay, I'm going to look into this website. He was like so serious and
awesome.
So focused and attentive. That was like my favorite one. I feel like I went there just for him.
Yeah.
So he took the card. He thanked me and he walked away.
Yet there was one right toward the end. An older man was going by, and I told him, I said, you need to repent and be born again to see the kingdom of God. And I said, would you like a gospel card? I said, oh, I know what it was. I said, this is Satan's kingdom. And before I said Satan's kingdom, he said, no, thank you. And he walked halfway across the street. And then I said, this is Satan's kingdom you're in. And he turned around and he said, I want one of those. And he came back and he grabbed a gospel card and he turned around and walked off.
We did have our share of mockers. One guy came by and kept singing to us.
Oh, yeah.
He was singing that we weren't there when Jesus was here. How do we know what's true? He was drunk. He had drinking.
Yeah, he had a good bell around him.
Yeah, too. He had alcohol in his breath. I could smell it. But yeah, overall, it turned out to be a really good preach. A lot of people got gospel cards. A lot of people listened to truth. And we withstood all of their threats and we withstood everything and we got to preach the gospel and God was glorified. So it was awesome.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And you know what? A young goth woman walking in there to participate with all that stuff. I gave her a gospel card or I asked her if she want one and she stopped and she's like, oh, okay. She took it and she's walking away reading it. And I thought that was pretty awesome. Cause like we said, it's a dark place for, just think of skulls, tattoos, witches, black magic,
tarot cards,
demons, all kinds of things like that, and darkness, too. You made an audio about why we were still out there after dark.
Yeah, it was after dark, and I normally don't do that, and I was explaining to my other young brother, Street Preaches, a couple of reasons why we stayed out. One, we kind of knew the area. Two, there was more than just me and Sister Amin. Brother Zealous was with us, so we had more people. Three, there was good lighting right there. And four, we kind of made a connection with the security guard, and he actually stood there and was watching over the whole situation. He wanted to keep the peace. So that's kind of the reasons why we stayed longer than we normally would. As soon as the alcohol started rolling pretty good, we got out of there. We said we did good enough. We didn't get any trouble. We didn't have any issues. It was time to go. And so we got out of there then. So don't normally preach after dark at events, but sometimes with good lighting, if there's police around and it's a peaceful thing, we might stay.
Yeah, I actually had a woman. She was an interesting one. She gave me a hug. She was nice about it. I gave her some truth. And yeah, I don't know if she'd been drinking or what she was, but we're just talking strange people. But you know what? They need the truth. And when I say that, that was me. I was in darkness. In a lot of stuff like that, and then headed even worse, and praise God, you know, we're no better than anybody.
Yeah. They had a bunch of weird things, and they had guys fighting with swords, and they had, here's one. Brother Zealous and I both rebuked them. They had women and men out signing up people trying to get an abortion clinic put in this town. And so we rebuked them and told them that God hates the shedding of innocent blood. They better repent that's wickedness, and they kind of mocked at us, but we got to tell other people around them, don't sign their petition. They're for abortion. They're for the murdering of innocent children. And that created kind of a issue.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to stand on the side of the unborn children, so.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah. All in all, it turned out to be a good preach. Tomorrow, it's going to be rainy and stormy, so we're going to hold up. We're maybe going to have a meeting with that young couple that want to meet with us. He did email me, wants to meet. We're going to get that preach up, and we got some other things to post, so we're really thankful how it went today.
Yeah, pretty amazing. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was funny. Flying signs, it was just some car traffic going by, and it wasn't like a pedestrian area, really. But it's interesting, you know, when we go out and fly signs, even in a town where it looks like there's absolutely no living soul,
right.
If you fly the signs, all of a sudden the cars come. And then even if it's just one person
we always have God
appointments.
We call it God appointments.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Amen.
So,
what else, Sister Amin?
I just have a handful of scripture verses because I was thinking about tonight, darkness and light.
Oh, yeah.
And the contrast of it.
Yep.
And how we get to shine the light in the darkness. And I was just looking up the word dark and light in the scripture. So I got like, I don't know, 6 or 7. John 1:5. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
Yeah.
John 3:19. Well, that goes along with those who aren't spiritual. They don't.
Yep.
They can't hear and understand.
Can't see or hear.
John 3:19. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. And I was thinking how timely this was all set up in the dark.
Yep. Absolutely.
Luke 1:79. I love this. To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And as we were standing out there, well, I told you too, I said that brings me great joy to be able to shine light in the darkness that we were once in.
Right. Yeah. That's what he's called us to do.
Yeah. Like, and literally the darkness too, because in the dark.
Yeah. This event started at 6 and went till 9. It was like they purposely had it in the dark of the evening.
Yeah. So that was even more awesome. Luke 11:35. Take heed therefore that the light which is in thee be not darkness.
Right.
John 12:46. I am come a light into the world that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness.
Right.
2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I love that.
Amen. Shine the light in our hearts.
Uh-huh. We get a new heart and a new mind when we come out of the darkness.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, every time we go out and do this, and I see the people that we once were, especially in the more wicked, you know, maybe party in one kind of things or darkness, you know, tattoos and maybe sports and the more carnality
or
of
drinking, marijuana, drugs, idolatry.
Yeah, I see what
paganism.
We were, because you and I were like super, super dark people. And the light is so bright in us now. It's just amazing. I got one more. Ephesians 5:8. For you were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
Yeah.
I like that because it says ye were darkness.
Right.
Not in it, which we were, but we were dark.
Yeah.
Now we are light.
Like Paul says in Corinthians, such were some of you. Sexually immoral, thieves, murderers, idolaters, adulterers, all those things. Such were some of you, but now we're transformed. We're children of the light. We're no longer children of the darkness.
Right. I love showing people the light that they could have.
And that's why we go out. People don't understand why we do it. One guy said, you're mean. I said, why? You're judging. I said, we must tell of the judgments of God to know light from darkness, good from evil. We must warn you that you're on the broad road so you can judge and get to the narrow road. People don't understand how important judgment is. Because without judgment, they're going to perish.
Yeah.
And so that's why we go to do it. Shine the light. Point the way. And so, yeah, we did that today. Do you have anything else, Sister Amin?
Oh, I do. You know what? After we got back here, I told you I wanted to go in and get
some
spinach.
Oh, yeah, you went inside.
Yeah, so I wanted to get some spinach for tomorrow. And praise God for that. I walked through the store and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do one walkthrough up and down, see if maybe God opens up a door for witnessing. I know we had a big day and I was going to get back out and get some things done. So at the end, I went to the produce section and I see this old man and he's got an armload of zucchini. And I see him looking up. I see him look over and look up, and I thought, hey, he's looking for a bag. You know, one of those bags that you can never open.
Yeah.
So I went and found one, and he was kind of like walking and looking like he looked a little disheveled. I said, sir, were you looking for one of these? And I had it open for him. He's like, how did you know? I said, I just happened to look over and see you looking. So he put his zucchinis down, and he was putting them in the bag. And I set a gospel card by him because he was busy. I said, here's some good news for you to read. And he looked at it, and he was saying, I can't remember exactly what he was saying, but he just happened to mention that, oh, he said he believed. And I said, well, that's good, but we also need to do more than that, don't we? He said, yeah, we have to follow and obey him. I said, amen. He goes, my children don't follow him. I said, that's sad, but if we're truly walking in the light, we can be a light for them. I said, the churches are lying to people. Stay out of the churches. And I told him the gospel's on the one side, lies on the other side. He goes, you know, that's a good thing you're doing. And it was just a really nice, simple conversation that it was just perfect how the door opened up for that. But you just kind of have eyes to see, to look for the doors that you might be able to open up yourself. Otherwise, if you're not paying attention, you kind of miss those.
Amen.
And so that was kind of nice ending to...
A good way to end the day.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was pretty awesome. An old guy got the truth and he wasn't even expecting it. And he said, you know, it was interesting. He said, thank you. And I said, have a good day. And I walked off. He made a point to look over the counter, the shelving unit. I was on one side looking at some produce, and he was on the other. He said, thank you again, ma'am. And he shuffled his way off to go
nice.
Check out.
Nice. Good way to end the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow we're supposed to have that rain front come in, a nasty rainstorm. So we'll be working online to get this post up and doing other things. And, again, maybe meeting with that young couple. So we'll see how that all goes. So we're thankful. It was a good and glorious day today. Mm-hmm. Lots of work to come. And we'll be looking forward to our next events, but always looking forward to witnessing, no matter where we go. The Lord seems to have appointments for us, shining his light.
Uh-huh.
And I have one verse to share, a couple verses. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. So that's a kind of when we go out witnessing, we want to rest not in our own strength. We want to rest in what the Lord is giving us, the ability to stand, overcome, to not flee, to not be fearful, to not be cowards, but to just stand and say, hey, we love you. We're going to stand here and preach the truth like we did today. And virtually, whenever you do that, Satan's workers always seem to flee, and the truth and the light gets to go forth. So we're thankful
Amen.
For that.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to whatever the Lord has for us.
Amen.
You got a scripture verse to finish this out?
I do. I was thinking about this, doing good, overcoming evil with good. And that's what we did tonight. Romans 12:19-21. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
That's what we tried to do today.
Yeah.
Overcome evil, resist it, and just keep preaching on. It was nice to have Brother Zealous with us there today. He got to preach and witness to a lot of people, a homeless man, the young security guard, and a couple other people. So, yeah, it was pretty awesome. All across the board, God was glorified today.
Amen.
All right. I think that's all we have for you. Hope this was edifying to you. We'll have that post up tomorrow, that preach up tomorrow with video and audio. And then maybe we'll have more stories from tomorrow.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Witnessing and shining the light of Christ.
Amen.
All right. We love you all. Hold fast in the faith.
May God be praised.